I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. This is it, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, Daniel, I'm talking cap. Straight up, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I could fight at one point in time. And I'm an award-winning writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. You buy the pay-per-view. Straight up, you are in the hot spot right here, right now. So I open up the toll-free phone lines if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the studio text line. You want to text me in the studio? You're scared to go on the air? I understand. Most people are. Text line here, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide is 415-275-1613. Well, they have a fight card going on over there in hell. Dubai. I've been there, so I call it hell. Let me tell you, they told me, you're going over in the wintertime, Pedro, relax. I said, okay. It was 115 degrees in the wintertime over there. I kid you, in Dubai. Anyway, it was the most horrible week I've ever spent my entire life in Dubai, but there's boxing over there. Of course, the man that conquered Canelo Alvarez in his last effort, I'm talking about Dimitri Bivol in May, of course, just gangster slapped Canelo Alvarez for the better part of 12 rounds. Got a two-point decision out of that one. I don't know how, but the bottom line is, he's in action today against Zerto Ramirez. Ramirez is 44-0. Well, who's he fought? We'll talk about that in depth after the break. Boxing's PhD, Soccer News, Palmer will be here. Jake Paul was in action last week. He was a winner. Lots of stuff to talk about here on the World of Boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, take it away.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is for Emmanuel Stewart. Detroit, Michigan. I was kicking it in the Motown Studios. This is where the song was recorded. Emmanuel picked me up outside. It was so cool. You are tuned to Ring Talk. And his Cadillac. You are a copper Cadillac, a 1970 copper Cadillac. I kid you not. We're driving around like 1995 around Detroit in a 1970 copper Cadillac with like a vinyl top. I kid you not. We're kicking it. Pimping in Detroit. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last week, of course, one of the best ever. Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, the two-time amateur world champion, went like 396-1 as an amateur, now 17-2 as a pro, took a 12-round decision over Jermaine Ortiz. Bad fight for Ortiz, and I'll get to it in just a minute. Bottom line is, they thought he wasn't worthy going in. He was worthy. Came in at 16 and zip with a draw and 8 KOs, and won probably the first 4 or 5 rounds, and then he sort of faded because he was in a 12-round fight. He had never been in a 12-round fight before, so in other words, he was in deep, deep water in the deep end of the swimming pool, and he hadn't learned how to swim there yet. What they should have done, I'm talking about Ortiz's management, is demanded this would be a 10-round fight. He would have won! If it was a 10-round fight, he would have won, because, see, he wouldn't have had to pace himself. So after those first 4 rounds, when he won them briskly, he said to him, hey, maybe I can go out and let me take a little bit of a rest here. I got to go 12 rounds. Psychologically, it wore on him. Bottom line is, the 12-round decision by his management, you should have, listen, since Lomachenko came looking for you, and they wanted to fight you, you should have said, guess what, pal, it's 10 rounds or it's nothing. Because guess what? Although it was a learning experience and you did well in this kind of stuff, I think it's a loss that you didn't need to have at that point in time, because you could have beat him over 10 rounds. Lomachenko now 17-2. 11 KOs, of course. The other young man, 16-1-1, as I said, 8 KOs. Pretty good fight. Scores were 115-113. That's the way I had it. 7-5. Could have been maybe one round the other way for maybe 116-113 or something like that. But the bottom line is, the other two judges had 8-4 in rounds, 116-112, and 117-111, or 8-3 in rounds for the winner, Vasyl Lomachenko. Of course, next up for him, Devin Haney's ready. There's a lot of people standing in line to fight Lomachenko. Why? Because he's like me. He's old. He's slow. He's ready to be taken. If you want to fight Lomachenko, right now is the time to fight him, no doubt about it. Now, also last week, sort of like took the stage away from the main stage away from Vasyl Lomachenko to an extent, was, of course, Jake Paul, the TV YouTuber, call him what you want, and free, all these different names. Bottom line is, he shows up. He puts in an effort. He trains. He's in decent shape. He can box a little bit. He sells tickets. He sells tickets. Last week, he sold out 14,000 tickets down there in Arizona. Glendale, Arizona, some arena down there, okay? I looked at the undercard. There wasn't anybody on the undercard. Anybody in Glendale, Arizona wanted to see worth nah, period, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you was he was the show. Without a doubt, Jake Paul and Anderson Silva was the show. Now, Silva getting knocked down and out late in the fight, some people thought that was suspect. I didn't think so, but I thought that Anderson Silva was winning the fight up until the point where it was stopped. So maybe I was seeing something somebody else wasn't seeing. I mean, I thought that Silva was doing more. I mean, he was bigger, he was stronger, and I thought that Jake Paul was just, like, flailing and not scoring. He was flailing. And the bottom line is Jake Paul did win in the end. He's still undefeated. He's still a boxing phenom to an extent because he can sell tickets. And I say it again, he can sell tickets. None of you guys out there talking smack about Jake Paul, and you know who I'm talking about, can sell tickets. None of you guys can. You can't. You just can't do it, okay? He sells them by himself. He could fight Socrates Palmer or the guy in the other room next week, and he'd sell the place out. Okay, you can't do that, and you're a world-ranked professional fighter. Think about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to go to the East Coast, bring in the Bronx Bomber himself. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer Jr. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Of course, we are just a couple hours away from the Dimitri Bivol-Zerto Ramirez fight. Of course, that's taking place over in the land of hell. I'm talking about Dubai. Everybody says, I want to go to Dubai. You've never been to Dubai. You never been there. Believe me, if you went there, they got nothing but burkas, hookers, and Filipino girls working in restaurants. That's it. That's all you got over there. That is the entire female population of Dubai. Filipino girls working in restaurants, hookers, and girls wearing burkas. And that was it. So bottom line is I didn't dig Dubai. Can you tell I was unhappy with Dubai?
I believe that. I don't think you're going to get a sponsorship from the Dubai Department of travel and vacation or whatever.
Probably
tourism.
Not. Probably not. Let's talk about the old man, Vasyl Lomachenko. And I do say old man because last week he looked like he needed some Just for Men. What did you think of my analogy of the fight? Had it been 10 rounds, I think that Mr. Ortiz would have won.
You know, we could have been talking some controversial decision.
I'm going to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he was up after 10. What I'm trying to say was he would have structured his fight better for 10 rounds. He had been 10 rounds before.
Agreed.
He knew what that was like.
I agree. I think definitely the key was he faded after round 8. And Lomachenko's experience took over. I don't want to say that it was an old Lomachenko, despite the fact that he's going to be 35 in February. Because then you take away from Ortiz's effort. And I thought Ortiz really fought well. You know, I think that, like you said, if it was a 10-round fight, the strategy is different. He probably doesn't gas out and has enough in the tank to edge out a decision. But at the same time, maybe that also affects Lomachenko. Maybe he starts off a little earlier, despite the fact that he's notoriously a slow starter. I think definitely ring rust played a part. And another big thing, Jermaine Ortiz had to be a welterweight that night, at least, you know. And you see, Vasily Lomachenko is a very small lightweight.
No. Time out. Don't dog the player. Dog the game. Okay. Whether if he was able to gain 100 pounds in between, it's within the rules. I'm against it. I understand that. But the bottom line is. Listen, Jermaine went in there. I thought he did his very best. I thought he could have done better. I thought it was a poor managerial move, and had I had the kid, I think right now that he would have turned. Listen, a 10-round fight, you turn up the heat, and you go as hard as you can for seven rounds, and then you can coast a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And he could have done that with a 10-round fight, but you can't do it in a 12-round fight. So I think that the psychological edge, obviously, was the more experienced Lomachenko. I mean, let's be honest now. Lomachenko's had 416 fights. So when is he old? When does he get old? If he had 416 fights thus far, that's 416 different training camps. When does he get old?
Yeah, that's a good point. But at the same time, with Ortiz, does his team really have the leverage to demand a 10-round fight? You know, there's a part of Ortiz's camp that's just happy to be there.
No.
Headlining a card at the Garden.
And I get that, and it drew only 4,500 people, and I get that. But the bottom
line, it was empty.
If Lomachenko wanted you, if Lomachenko wanted you, you could get the 10 rounds. See, Lomo went to him. He didn't go to Lomo. Lomo went to him. Hey, you want to fight? So they figured, hey, this is my former sparring partner. This is a good easy guy for me. He'll make me, he'll make me work a little bit, but this is the fight that I want. So Lomachenko's team wanted to fight. In order for them to want to fight, maybe they got a couple more bucks. I would have sacrificed the bucks for the rounds. I want to win.
Absolutely. And you know what? At the end of the day, honestly, Ortiz was not physically damaged. He didn't take a beating. Yeah, he lost, but can you really say his stock dropped? I don't think so. I think, on contrary, I think his stock rose, and he's a name. And at lightweight, he could hang in there and beat most of the lightweights in the world right now. I think he's a very good fighter. He's a physically big guy, and he's young. I think this fight he's going to learn from, and he's going to be a factor at lightweight.
Okay. Is Jake Paul going to be fighting for the Cruiserweight Championship anytime soon? That's what somebody sent me a letter this week or an email asking. And I said, why is it everybody wants to push Jake Paul into the International Boxing Hall of Fame or push him in places he doesn't belong at this point in time? He's a beginning fighter. He's got 7 or 8 fights now. I mean, it's not, the Anderson Silva thing last week, I think it was a good educational tool for him. But did you think he was ahead by the points that he was ahead when they stopped the fight?
No. I thought he actually was behind. I was like you. I thought Anderson Silva was doing his thing. A 47-year-old man, he looked great. He's a real fighter. He's a guy that knows how to take care of himself in the ring. And if he would have had maybe a couple of years less, less miles on his tires, he probably beats Jake Paul. It was a good fight, entertaining. And like you said, the bottom line is Jake Paul is money. 14,000 tickets? Name another guy.
14,000 tickets and not one big headliner from Arizona in Arizona.
Not one big Mexican, right? Because
really.
He could have easily rode. Yeah, no. Listen, hate if you must, hate if you will. Jake Paul makes money. The Paul brand is strong in entertainment. His brother's wrestling in a couple of minutes in WWE. Listen, the Paul family is living large. Is he a legitimate boxer? He's as good as a lot of prospects out there, if you think about it. I mean, there's guys that get fed bums. I mean, a guy like Edgar Berlanga, for example, that ESPN puts had the rocket on his back last year. You notice you haven't seen him in a while, right?
Yep.
Okay, because he's getting exposed. And there's a lot of guys out there. So lay off of Jake Paul.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. More after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv. I keep going and going. Bottom line is we're on like 1,000 different internet platforms. I can't keep count, but this is Ring Talk. I know that.
The sort of place they really care about you. It's not the rough.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The great Roderick Coombs. Who's that? Rowdy Roddy Piper. I took a picture with him and 2 kids when I was with the SFPD. They won in a graffiti art contest that I put together for Channel 20, some television channel. Anyway, bottom line is Rowdy Roddy Piper was a class act with the kids, as were the Road Warriors, both of them. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Last week, boxing was hot, rocking and rolling with Jake Paul and Anderson Silva. But there's other things going on in the world of boxing besides that, of course, and Mr. Lomachenko and Ortiz. And we go to boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and ask, what's happening in boxing, Mr. PhD?
Well, the continued saga of Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, kind of jive talking and a lot of internet fodder, has kind of dominated the headlines, unfortunately, throughout the week. Terrence Crawford has announced that he's going to fight David Avanesian, the former Russian fighter. His biggest win was against Shane Mosley.
Back when in Shane was 95.
Right. At 94, Pedro, be easy. Right. And, you know, that's what Terrence Crawford has looking forward. And basically he blamed the entire mess of Spence and himself not getting together at the feet of Al Haymon. You know, he basically said that he was on Instagram Live and basically doing his own PR, and he went for about 20 minutes and he said that no one buys pay-per-views anymore, and he was saying that he's able to make his own decisions because he's a free agent and he can't blame Errol Spence because he's got a boss to report to. So take it with a grain of salt.
Bob Arum weighed in on this one. Of course, Crawford's former promoter, the man that sort of kept Terrence Crawford under the Top Rank umbrella for almost a decade. Bottom line is Arum weighed in and said that, of course, he sided with Al Haymon. He said Al Haymon is not in a position to guarantee such a big amount of money to Terrence Crawford when he can't prove, when he's proven thus far not to be able to draw on pay-per-view. Is pay-per-view dead? Is that what Crawford was saying, that pay-per-view's dead, and yet he's going to do a pay-per-view card here in Omaha, Nebraska against this less-than-stellar guy?
It's a little contradictory, yes. And you know what? Terrence is just keeping it real. You know, pay-per-view, God bless those that still do it, you know, but it is a dinosaur. Just like everything in life, you know, the evolution of other forms that people will stream and find a way to watch the fight. You know, it's definitely a thing of the past. And Bob Arum, who has no hair on his tongue when it comes to Terrence Crawford, says that he's lost money on Terrence Crawford as opposed to making money. So he's, I don't think he's necessarily going to give Terrence Crawford the biggest endorsement.
No, no, and I get that, but, you know, you got to look at it this way. I don't think those guys are Leonard and Hearns 2022.
No.
I mean, I just don't think they are. At one point in time in 1981 when Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard hooked it up, Leonard had lost that one fight to Roberto Duran, which he avenged via no mas. And, of course, Tommy Hearns was undefeated, having drilled everybody just about in front of him. And they battled, of course, September 1981. They went 14 rounds before Davy Pearl, my buddy, the referee, and Sonny Liston's last manager, stopped the fight, and Tommy Hearns didn't complain. But the bottom line is the entire world was watching that fight. The entire world does not care about Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. I don't think the entire boxing world cares about Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, to tell you the truth.
There was no lies said in what you just said. You're absolutely correct. And when Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard fought, they were both under 30 years old, I believe.
25 and 23.
These guys are on the other side of 30. So, yeah, it's stratospheres away. Sugar Ray Leonard was a legitimate household name, an Olympic darling, a superstar. At one point, one of the most recognizable faces in the world. Yeah. Forget boxing or sports. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, believe you me, could walk up and down Fifth Avenue for a couple of hours, and you could count the number of people that are going to recognize
them. None.
Okay, so
none. Probably none.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Only a boxing nerd like you and me. That's it. But Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence could walk around Fifth Avenue, Rodeo Drive, with no security. Trust me. They both need each other for their legacies, bottom line. So Terrence Crawford is going to fight Evanesian, and it looks like we're going to get Keith Thurman and Errol Spence.
Well, I knew that Keith Thurman was going to get some money out of this one. I just had a feeling that somehow he was going to make money out of this because he's like the easy guy with a name. But, you know, this these guys are 34 and 32 years old. Put him at Caesar's Palace. Call it, quote, the geezers at Caesar's.
Ouch!
No, come on.
That's a good
one. They're 34 and 32. What do you want to call this the revolution, the next coming, something like that? You can't call it any of that. Battle of the wheelchairs.
This could wind up being like the actual live version of that terrible movie with De Niro and Stallone, Grudge Match. I can totally see that happening, you know, because I don't think they're ever going to fight. But, you know, it is what it is. And last week, also, a lightweight made a name for himself, William Cepeda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he slapped up a guy who's probably on the other end of his career, Jojo Diaz, but he looked impressive. I think William Cepeda could be a player at lightweight. And in a perfect world, we would get Cepeda and Jermaine Ortiz. But, you know, promotional outfits, networks, probably won't happen. But that's the type of fight that could be beneficiary for both men.
Is JoJo fighting forward 5 pounds too heavy and maybe he doesn't have any promotional connections?
It's a good way of looking at it. You know, his biggest win was against Farmer, took the title. Mm-hmm. But Farmer also didn't make the weight, and it was just his belt to win that night. He looked great. And ever since then, he's kind of regressed. You know, he has had a good career, has fought Devin Haney. He has been in the mix for a while. He's definitely, though, at this stage in his career, probably a stepping stone if he remains at lightweight. If he really wants to take himself serious, he should probably drop down to 130. Because at 135, he's not going to do anything.
The world lightweight champion Devin Haney has disavowed his hometown of San Francisco, California, and says he was born in Oakland. Okay, you weren't born in Oakland, buddy. The birth certificate says San Francisco, California. So you're from the city by the bay, but he wants to fight out of Oakland, California. Who is a potential opponent?
At this point, it's got to be Lomachenko. But at the same time, I can see that fight not happening either because I don't know how much longer Devin Haney can make 135. You know, I really think that's going to be a factor moving forward. As far as him saying that he's from Oakland as opposed to San Francisco, you know, so who's the greatest fighter to ever come out of Oakland? Andre Ward, I guess. And who's the greatest fighter to come out of San Francisco, Pedro? You know that. Aside from yourself, who's the greatest fighter from San Fran?
I don't know.
So, you know,
Andre Ward. He was from San Francisco. He was born here, too.
Really?
Yeah,
so
all these
so
guys,
he's not from Oakland?
It's an ethnic thing. They don't want to identify with the city by the gay or the city by the bay, so they identify with Oakland.
Gotcha. But was the heavyweight that was a mentor to you, wasn't he from San Francisco?
Eddie Machen.
Actually,
right. He was originally out of Redding, California, but yeah, he fought here out of the city by the bay. I was thinking about him the other day, man. Pills, booze. I still don't know whether he was pushed or whether he fell off that balcony, but the bottom line is when they found him laying in that alley, of course, I used to whistle up there, and he used to come down and buzz me in. I used to whistle right where he fell. I would go down and whistle for him, and he would come out. But the bottom line is I still don't know whether he died at his own hands or by somebody else's hands or was accidentally or not. But Eddie Machen was a pretty good fighter. He beat Jerry Corey, and he gave Jerry Corey his first loss.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. Then, check this out. And then 5 months later, guess who came to San Francisco to spar him? Jerry Corey. Jack Corey said, we're going to learn something from that. We're going to go to Frisco and spar Eddie Machen at Newman's.
Talk about a different world. I mean, that's stuff like that. You probably would not see that today.
Well, yeah, that's the way you learn.
World. Yeah.
I mean, that's
a loss.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying you learn more from your losses, right?
Yeah, you learn
more from your mistakes.
All I remember is the losses. That's how weird I am. I don't remember the wins no way like I do the losses, Sock. What's wrong with me?
No, you're normal. You're human. I mean, that means that it meant something to you. Of course, we always remember the worst thing that happened to us, you know? And probably some of the losses you probably felt you had no business losing, you know? So, yeah, it's normal, brother.
No. But here's what's – it doesn't matter. But still, but the bottom line is – I think losing that first fight, that was like, it was a bit of a shock. And I remember my mother saying to me, I came home that night, she was smoking cigarettes. And she said to me, do you want to continue to box? I didn't box again for another couple of years. I said, ah. She goes, well, if you are, she goes, I'm not going to let you embarrass me or the family. And I'm going, huh? Come on, I only lost a split decision. She goes, no, I'm going to be your running coach from now on. She goes, I said, you're going to run? She goes, no, I'm going to drive the car. So she drove the car. That's what sort of that propelled me to number 13 in the country. God bless her. May she rest in peace. You have a good week. Say hello to Dad. Say hello to the entire family. Of course, the daughter and Sebastian's feeling better.
Yes, he is. He's at about 95%. You know, he's still got a little runny nose, but he's so much better. Thank you for asking, brother.
We're so happy. Socrates Palmer, folks, Boxing's PhE, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, sponsored by the WBC. Of course, WBC Boxing. I will be leaving tomorrow for the World Boxing Council Convention in Acapulco, Mexico. Don't hate.
They're in a care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe and I like the company.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you. or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally. I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something. Oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
He's not pontificating there. I kid you not. Let me tell you, as black as I am, and I'm not black per se, but I went to Arizona and had a picket line in front of the state capitol one time, and the cops grabbed me in a suit and tie. A suit and tie. I was looking my pimping best. My best, because I knew the press was going to show up, so I wanted to look good. You know what I'm saying? So I got this picket line going against the Arizona State Boxing Commission and Mary Rose Wilcox. She was a district supervisor, and she was an elected official and part of the boxing commission. So I'm accusing her of all kinds of different dirty things down there as far as fights being fixed and all that kind of good stuff, and her looking the other way. And what did they do? They sicked the cops on me. All of a sudden, I'm standing out there with these old ladies and old men walking this picket line, an informational picket line, and the cops roll up and jump out of the car with guns. Hey, you. Who, me? Yeah, the brown guy. Who, me, what? Anyway, yeah, we think you robbed somebody. What, robbery? You thought I committed robbery out in front of the state capitol with all these cameras out here and stuff like that? Are you crazy? Anyway, can we talk to you for a minute? No. Anyway, they detained me for about 3 to 4 minutes. Finally, I said, if you're not going to let me go, if you're not going to arrest me, you got to let me go. And I walked away and went back to the picket line. But that's what kind of pull John Montano had. He ran the state athletic commission down there as far as boxing was concerned. Of course, I was after his ass. I was after him like a hemorrhoid. Straight up, it was not pretty for Mr. Montano. But then again, that whole thing, that whole Arizona thing with the fixed fights, all that kind of stuff, fixed medical care, it was a bad, bad scene, no doubt about that. Now, let's go to some positive stuff. Of course, tonight we've got, actually in a couple hours, actually 2 o'clock p.m., Pacific time, that's 5 o'clock Eastern time, of course, Zerto Ramirez. Who is he? Gilberto Ramirez, I think is what it says on his birth certificate, 44-0, 30 KOs, a big dude, and they say size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Well, this is combat sports, and to an extent, it is pornography to an extent, too, because bottom line is, excuse me, I looked at the record Mr. Zerto Ramirez, and the only one that stands out there really is Arthur Abraham, and he was like 90 years old in 2016. Outside of that, not too many guys on his record that jump out there. I mean, most of the guys that he's talking about and beating in 2021, like, you know, Andre Ward beat him 10 years ago. I kid you not. So anyway, bottom line is I'm not all that high on Zerto Ramirez. But then again, neither were a couple of big-time boxing promoters. I remember we were in Puerto Rico a few years ago, and we were talking about him and somebody else at Cruiserweight, and they were saying, no, he's just not any good. And three or four people around the table were of the consensus that Mr. Zerto Ramirez is this size and nothing else. Well, we'll see tonight. Of course, 44-0, 30 KOs, taking on Mr. Bivol, Dmitry Bivol, 20-0, 11 KOs, of course, no draws. He's a man that gangster-slapped. He gangster-slapped. Let me say it again. No, pimp-slapped. Canelo Alvarez in his last fight. Remember, it was the easiest, one of the easiest fights I've ever seen in my life for Bivol, and yet they scored at 115, 113. Had Bivol not won the 12th round, the fight would have been a draw. I kid you not. And come on, man, that stunk really bad. That was a bad decision. They were looking to put the skid to somebody. There was no doubt about it. That was a bad decision. But now we've got Ramirez and B-Ball going like in 2 hours. It'll be on, what is it, ESPN Plus, DAZN, all kinds of, you name it. Everybody's doing their thing now. We talked a little bit earlier about the end of pay-per-view. Well, this is going to be on DAZN, so we'll see what's happening with that, of course. And later today on Showtime, there's a big card, of course, on top, David Morelli, WBA champion, 168 pounds. He's the real deal as far as fighters are concerned. He's one of those guys people don't talk about. But the real fight at 168, and I'll get back to the tonight's main event in just a minute, but the real fight is going to be Caleb Plant, of course. Man, 22-1 coming off that one-putt 13 wax, coming off that one-punch knockout of Anthony the Dog Durrell. And you know what? When I say the dog, I mean the dog. I mean, this guy is like 38 years old, going on 90, and they were talking he's a prospect. No, Anthony Durrell was moved smoothly. Unlike the water in Flint, Michigan, he was moved smoothly. I kid you not, because he was like 38-2 with like 25 knockouts. I said, where'd he get all these fights at? Anyway, yeah, 38-2, but not no more. Bottom line is Anthony Durrell got one punch. I mean, one punch into another world, without a doubt. Hey, and, you know, when you look at the pound-for-pound fighters right now, it ain't Canelo Alves anymore. Not after that Triple G fight a month ago. Come on, stick a fork in him. He's done. Terrence Crawford, he's talking too much smack. He's 34 years old, talking all this smack. I'm the best pound for pound. I keep seeing this kind of crap on Fight News and Boxing Scene. There's probably only two websites I follow as far as the world of boxing is concerned. They tell the truth, and they're factual and this and that. Carl Freitag and Rick Reno individually for those two websites. But the bottom line is, you know, where are we going right now? I mean, pound for pound, there really is no pound for pound king right now. He's sort of like, the crown is like vacant. It's vacant because Crawford is not the guy. Bivol is probably not the guy. Even though he beat Canelo, he's probably not the guy. There probably is no best. Maybe Oleg Usyk. Maybe the guy that beat Anthony Joshua, not once but twice. Okay, and Joshua, of course, claimed to fame was getting beat by a fat man. Got beat by a fat man. Got beat by Andy Ruiz, who I called on this show, Andy Ruiz. I can't believe they're talking about Andy Ruiz and maybe Deontay Wilder. Yes, do this fight. Deontay Wilder may be limited. He may be a one-punch guy, but guess what? He's going to one-punch. He's going to one-punch Andy Ruiz into another world. Andy, he's going to knock you into a taco shell. I kid you not. And Ruiz says he wants to fight Wilder. Yeah. It's time to cash out then, buddy, because that guy's going to drill you. Let me tell you, he's must-watch TV. He's got all kinds of flaws. He doesn't train as hard as I want him to. I mean, he doesn't do basic things that boxers do. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, of course, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. They call him the bronze bomber, of course, coming to us out of Mobile, Alabama. Oh, boy, the boxing hotbed that is, of course. He's defending the title down there. What did he draw, like 15 people? How many people are going to Omaha, Nebraska and watch David Avison and challenge Terrence Crawford? It'll probably do well because, you know, Crawford's from Omaha, right? And they're going to probably push the pay-per-view, which is $29.95, I believe. They're probably going to push it around Omaha, Nebraska. But guess what? Nobody's going to want to watch that. I mean, that's about as competitive as Daniel slapping around his kid when his kid does him wrong. I mean, he's like, it's like disciplining your offspring. I kid you not. I kid you not. So not much of a fight. Now, back to tonight's fight. Xherdo Ramirez. Size matters. People think he's going to win. Mexican fans are all behind him, this and that. I'm not so sure. I think Bivol is a capable fighter. I think he's one of those guys that hasn't been tested yet. And Gilberto Ramirez, when I look at his record, he hasn't fought anybody and beat anybody that he wasn't supposed to beat. Do you know what I mean by that? Everybody he's faced, he was supposed to beat them. It wasn't like, oh, we're biting our nails on this one, or maybe this is a question mark, or this might be iffy. No. Everything that Xherdo did, he was supposed to, every fight that Xherdo had, he was supposed to win. As I said, he's ranked number one as far as a cruiserweight is concerned at one point in time. But as light heavyweight, shrinking down to 175 pounds, losing the weight, good luck on that one. But I think that Bivol is going to win this fight, and he'll probably win it via decision. But he's going to have to stay away from Xherdo. Xherdo's going to try to lean on him, put that big weight advantage on him and lean on him. Because you look at these two guys, and as far as the weigh-in is concerned, you say to yourself, whoa, that dude weighed 175? Holy cow. He used to fight at 200? He's a big dude. But guess what? Again, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But skill and speed, they beat size. Skill and speed beat size. So the skill, the speed of Dmitry Bivol should prevail tonight as far as this fight's concerned. Now, back to that fight of 2023. David Benavidez, the best fighter pound for pound in my mind right now. I think he's the best. I do. He's like 26-0 with 23 knockouts. People say, you know, had a cocaine problem. Daniel and him were hanging out at one point in time. I tried to tell him, hey, man, don't hang around with Daniel. No, I told Daniel, don't hang around with him. Something like that. Anyway, bottom line is David was doing some blow, and David got caught. Mauricio Sulaiman and those guys did a random drug test on him. You do a random drug test, you got popped for coke. That means you were doing coke in the last 72 hours before the drug test. Okay. So anyway, you've been popped. So he cleaned himself up. He went to rehab. He's got his act together. Then he missed weight at one point in time for a fight. I think he weighed 166, should have weighed 169, should have weighed 168. Didn't make his weight. So that sort of screwed his career up to an extent. But the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez doesn't want to have anything to do with him. None. I mean, Canelo says, I won't fight another Mexican. Say what? Say what? Come on, you got to be kidding me. You won't fight another Mexican? Why? Why? Because I represent Mexico and I won't fight another Mexican. No, because that Mexican is about to kick your ass. That's why you don't want to fight him. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a betting guy. I don't bet too often. Every once in a while, you guys will tell me, yeah, I'll sell you, yeah, I think this is something you maybe want to put some money on. Okay? But I would think that pound for pound right now, Canelo Alvarez is not going to make it. He's going to get beat sooner rather than later. Of course, if he wants to fight Mr. Benavidez after the Plant fight, he's going to get drilled. I mean, if Plant and Benavidez go in January, that leaves a May fight open for Canelo Alvarez and Benavidez, okay? And if David goes out there and impresses like everybody, like I think he will, and poor Caleb Plant, unfortunately, I mean, that win over Durrell put you back in the spotlight, but it's going to get you hurt, okay? Because David Benavidez is going to own you. I mean, listen. When David is done with this fight, I want the cops to go into the ring and arrest him for domestic violence. He's going to beat up on Caleb Plant so bad. I mean, this is not even going to be close. This is a mismatch. Anybody that fights David at 168 right now, it's a mismatch. Maybe the unknown guy is this David Morrell, of course, this WBA guy. Of course, he's fighting tonight on Showtime. So that's a card you can pick up on Showtime as you will. Showtime's got a couple of fights. I think it'll be on YouTube before the fights take place later on tonight. Of course, the main event, I think, is going to go at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 p.m. Pacific time. But this big fight card, of course, going from Dubai, as I said before, I've been to Dubai. You never want to go to Dubai. You just don't. I mean, it's nice. Everybody smells over there. Did I say that right? Maybe I shouldn't say that the way it is, but yeah, I went over there and I'm a metrosexual. I'm like one of those guys that's really into being clean. That's kind of successful, okay? And that just like, that was like, man, everybody smells like funk over there. I just didn't dig it at all. Anyway, Dubai is not my place to go. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you have to go to Dubai, you have to. If you don't have to, don't go. Of course, rest of the boxing schedule. Dimitri Bivol, Zerto Ramirez, of course, that's going to go just in a couple of minutes, maybe an hour or so. On the zone, of course, come to us from the Saudi Arabia as well. Showtime tonight, David Morrell and Adios, yeah, Yerber Osinoli, something like that. Anyway, WBA regular super middleweight title, November 12th next week, and not too many fights going on except Montana Love's going to be in action on the zone against Steve Spark. Also, that say Natasha Jonas is going to defend a WBC, IBF, and WBA 154-pound crown against Marie Eva Duquerre. I think Duquerre's got a belt as well. Of course, November 12th, Sonny Edwards and Felix Alvarado. November 19th, the return of the kid from Tijuana, the middleweight heir apparent to greatness? No, I don't think so. I'm talking about Jaime Munguia. Undefeated, of course, one point in time, a WBO 154-pound champion, junior middleweight, now fighting at middleweight. I think he's like going nowhere. I think he's just a guy. Hey, listen, he is a good fighter out of Tijuana. That's about it. I mean, I don't think he's a good 10-round fighter. I don't think he's a world champion. I really don't. I think he's failed to shine in my eyes when he's been tested. When he's been put to the test, Jaime Munguia, even though he's undefeated. How can you say that? He's undefeated. Well, listen, undefeated doesn't mean perfect. It just doesn't. I mean, in the world of boxing, being undefeated, you know, I can get Daniel the other room. I can make him undefeated. I can get him undefeated 15, 20 fights, no doubt about it. I get a whole bunch of stiffs, guys, gobos, guys that don't deserve how to fight, guys can't raise their hands. In fact, what do they call them? I think they've got a name for them. I can't remember the name, but in the East Coast, they call them like contract fighters or something like that, where guys that have no boxing background whatsoever show up for fights. Yeah, it can be done. Anyway, still in the world of boxing, of course, it is human exploitation at its greatest without a doubt. But in my mind, the man that really is in charge of human exploitation right nowadays is UFC head Dana White. Of course, I can't go to this break without kicking Dana a little bit. Bottom line is, you know, I do it weekly, every day, every chance I get. Dana White is a piece of work. He just is. Charging all the money he wants to charge you on pay-per-view to watch some of those fights, and then he doesn't pay the guys. If he charged you what he was paying the guys, I'd say, cool, you know, the guys are making money. But when guys are getting killed for $40,000, I don't think it's worth it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care about.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
With the Mighty Tower of Power, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, check out all their music, like 90 years of music, 90 years of Tower of Power. I'm just kidding, but check them out at towerofpower.com. Of course, later on in the month, take that back next month, of course, the World Heavyweight Champion in action, the undefeated Tyson Fury, taking on Shop Warren, Journeyman Derek Chisora. Of course, it's the Battle of All Britain. The reason why this is going down is sort of like a fight at home type of thing for Tyson Fury. Of course, December the 3rd, it'll be shown on ESPN over here. As far as the rest of the schedule is concerned for the rest of the year, of course, December 10th is the day you really want to look at. Why do I say that? It's because the aforementioned Terrence Crawford is going on pay-per-view that day against David Avison. Of course, that's going to be on BLK Prime pay-per-view. December the 10th, the WBA welterweight title on the line. Same day, ESPN Plus is going to go with Teofimo Lopez and Jose Pedraza, and you can bet your ass they're going to go at the same exact time the other fight is going on. So they're going to burn this pay-per-view thing to death. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to get burned to death. Nobody knows about Terrence Crawford, really. I mean, he's not like a boxing god or anything like that. He's an undefeated guy, held a couple of titles, fought out of Omaha, Nebraska. That doesn't make him a boxing icon. It just doesn't. You want to fight on pay-per-view? Guess what? You're going to get hurt on pay-per-view. You're going to get the rude awakening of pay-per-view when you find out that nobody outside of people in Omaha, Nebraska even give a snot about Terrence Crawford versus David Avison. I kid you not. Bottom line is they might not care about Terrence Crawford. let alone David Aubusson. Another one trying to tell you is he's not an iconic fighter. Neither is Errol Spence. These guys need each other like salt and pepper, and they're not going to do it. They'll probably do it sometime next year. Again, 34 and 32 years old. That means next year they'll be 35 and 33 years old, longer in the tooth. Put him in Caesar's Palace. Call it the Geezers of Caesars for the world welterweight title. I kid you not. Tonight, of course, Dmitry Bivol, I do expect him to successfully defend the WBA light heavyweight title against the quite bigger Zerto Ramirez. Of course, Ramirez got size going on his side. That's about it. Size, a little bit of bulk. Okay, I looked at those guys at the root way, and, you know, I mean, it's gonna be a fight where one guy's big, and he's going to be going after the other guy, trying to pose his size and his will, and the other guy, Dmitry Bivol, is going to be trying to be slick and move and use his movement, this and that, use, you know, little move him over here. You know, when I say movement, I don't mean like with your feet all the time. You move guys around with your hands. I think Bivol will move him around the ring tonight and win handily. You've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come back at Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This week, my man Daniel's behind the booth. In the booth, I thank you so much for everything. Until next week or until tomorrow, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but keep your butt off the canvas of life. This is Sports Byline.